In a way, the UNFF is already responding to the call. The UNFF has contributed actively to the work that led to the adoption, or pre-adoption at least, of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, so two of which deal with forests. The UNFF is also at a crossroads. The year 2015 is the year it is finally going to review the international arrangement on forests and will decide on its own agenda post-2015. We have been in preparations for almost 2 years, and there is recognition that much more has to be done.
Forest experts met here in New York to discuss the post-2015 international arrangement of forests, paving the way for the 11th session of the UN Forum on Forest taking place in May. Can you share some of the highlights from these discussions?
We have discussed the overall international arrangement on forests. We have reviewed the effectiveness of this arrangement so far, with a focus on the forest instrument, which is really a forest agreement with a different name. It's the only agreement on forests that covers all forests of the world and has basically universal coverage. So there was an emerging consensus that this forest instrument should be updated. We have also discussed the need to develop a strategic action plan. We have discussed the need to strengthen the secretariat of the UNFF in DESA. But above all, what there has been is a recognition that we have not been very effective, the arrangement and the UNFF, in its major task, which is promote sustainable forest management in the countries. That promotion depends also on mobilizing financing. So we have been discussing the establishment of strategic trust fund. The focus, I would say, the focus will be in implementation. Its success will be really measured against implementation targets. If we don't move more effectively helping the countries to implement sustainable forest management, we will remain successful only in the dialogue aspect, which is not sufficient if we want to improve the situation of the world's forests.